Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time now for episode 303 of our classic podcast from January of 2004. It's Bob Green and one of the famous Bob Green episodes where he has a problem, and it's with his daughter marrying a Chinese gentleman. Now, this was hot on the heels of news that Princess Diana, according to Bob's rumor mill, and God knows where he gets his information, Princess Diana was, quote, killed by Prince Charles because he was afraid she was going to marry an Arab gentleman. Now, Bob feels that there is some sort of nationalistic, betrayal going on with his own daughter marrying a Chinese guy. I don't know. It's all in Bob's head. He did try to curry favor with the gentleman by, quote, playing the Chinese national anthem when that guy's company came in to restock Bob's foreign food shelf. I don't know. It's Bob. It's Bob's weird, paranoid, crazy world. Bob Green, episode 303 of the Classic Podcast.
We're talking about Princess Diana and the most recent bit of information about this letter. And we're talking with Robert Green about this. Bob, the letter purporting to contain the fears of Diana that she was going to be killed by Prince Charles. And we're having a hard time. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, let me just restate my question. Your opinion about that letter, Princess Diana allegedly wrote to her butler stating she was afraid her husband, Prince Charles, was going to have her killed in an automobile accident.
Well, you really have to separate the emotion and understand what was going on at that time. And I would just counsel people to please don't be emotional, be critical, and think about what the British government and what the royal family was facing. I think what happened to Diana was horrible, absolutely horrible. I also would hasten to remind people what the British government was facing and what Prince Charles was facing.
Well, what was that?
Well, what was it? She was dating an Arab member of an Arab family. There are fears of some terrorist connections there and unfriendly government fears. One thing the British government could not allow was any marriage between Diana and Dodi Fayed, I think was his name. And I'm sure they tried to talk to her, and I'm sure they tried to reason with her. And I think it is a tragedy for that young woman. I think it's a tragedy whenever a government or an individual, such as in my case, the book that I wrote, is pushed to those kinds of extremes.
So you're saying the British government, you would, excuse me, getting over a little bit of a cold.
Yeah, it's going around the grocery store.
All right. You're saying the British government, you find it entirely believable that they had Princess Diana killed.
Well, I find it believable. What I'm trying to say to you is please understand what the British government was up against. They looked at the prospect that Diana would have a child with the Arab that she was going out with, and the next thing you know, the King of England is Arab. I don't think I need to tell you how serious that could have been in terms of security. So when we talk about Princess Diana, yes, it's a tragedy that the British government may have been forced to do what they did, but let's be reasonable and understand you cannot possibly expect the British people to accept an heir to the English throne who's, one of these Arabs. So,
all right, well, tell me about your book, which is called Family Betrayal, and it's available now in paperback. What exactly was that about in your own words? That is a personal experience.
Phil, it is. My daughter, who I love very much, started going out with a young man from the University of Southern California who was of Asian descent, and I did not want her to go out with him.
And why was that?
The reason was that I had been involved in a business deal about 2 years before with this Chinese gentleman. He was supplying our grocery stores, and he decided to go to a larger venue and left us with a bill of literally seven figures in new displays and everything. So I got really stung by this business deal. And I'm not a religious man, but I remember I went home that night and I swore an oath to God. I said, I'm not going to have anything more to do with the Chinese. And you can call it bigoted, and I'd be happy to explain why it isn't. But
well, I'm going to ask you that in a moment. But you forbade your daughter to go out with this Chinese boy.
Asian boy, that is correct.
And she insisted that she would.
And I told her that it was a matter of pride for her family that she not. She insisted. I begged her. I pleaded with her. She insisted. And I hired a young man who worked in our loading area, in our dock area, to follow her to her car one night and threatened to rape her if she didn't stop seeing the Chinamen or the Chinese boys. So I didn't want to have to do that.
Now, you had this young man threaten your daughter. Did she know the threat came from you?
No, she did not.
And she stopped seeing the kid?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, I think we need to break right here. I need to break for a phone number, Mr. Green. Stay on the line. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is CEO of Fraser Foods. He's also the author of Family Betrayal. We're talking about Princess Diana and the possibility that the British government had her killed so that she would not marry this Dodi Fayed guy. The possibility that the British government had her killed because Prince Charles wanted to be free. And you, sir, are saying that it is a necessary thing to kill someone?
Well, Mr. Henry, number one, you have to understand that assassinations take place.
But before you go into that, you also claim that you had your own daughter followed and you had her verbally threatened if she didn't stop seeing a boy of Asian extraction.
Yes, sir, and you can call me a bigot, but I would ask you this much.
Okay.
On the morning of 9/11, Mr. Henry, if I got on those airplanes and I told all of those Arabs that were going to hijack those planes to get off because I didn't like the fact that they were Arabs on that plane, and I got them off that plane, would you call me a bigot for saving 3,000 lives?
Are you saying that on the morning of 9/11, if you pulled those guys off the plane simply because they were Arab?
Simply because they were Arab.
Yes, I would still call you a bigot.
Yeah, okay, good. Good for you. You'd be calling me a bigot that saved 3,000 lives. So if that's bigotry, let me tell you what, mister, I'll take that every time.
But, Mr. Green, you are arguing that it's acceptable.
I don't think it's acceptable.
No, but you're arguing that it's acceptable that if Prince Charles needed his freedom, the British government feared some kind of a compromise in security, that it was an acceptable thing to assassinate Princess Diana.
Absolutely. But again, I think you make me sound callous. I think you make any of us sound callous who feel this kind of thing is necessary. I don't like what happened to Diana. I thought she was a lovely young woman. I thought she represented her people well. She made a couple of mistakes. One of them is you don't go thumbing your nose at the British crown. We're talking about the country that developed MI6, MI5, the most sophisticated military intelligence operation in the world. And you're going to make fun of them. You're going to go out with an Arab as if to say, you know, you can just take it and you can stick it. I don't think so.
But you're making it sound as if Princess Diana went out with an Arab to thumb her nose at royalty.
Well, whatever the reason, you don't go out with one of these Arabs and not expect the MI5, MI6, British Secret Service, British Special Services, not to get pretty tied up in knots about it, not to get their jaws tightened up about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The British government might have had Princess Diana killed, and it might have been necessary. That is the opinion of my guest, Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, who has written a book, Family Betrayal, about his own dealings with his own daughter who went out with an Asian boy against his wishes. Let's go to Ann on the Phil Henry Show. Ann?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, my point is, and this is my definition of a bigot. My definition of a bigot is an individual who will choose to condemn an entire race based on the activity of a single person of that race. And based on that, I would say this man is definitely a bigot because...
Well, but I put to you the same question I put to Mr. Henry. If because of my bigotry, I got all those Arabs off of those planes on the morning of 9/11. Would you still not like me because I'm a bigot?
No, I would still say that you're a bigot because...
even though I saved 3,000 lives.
I would still say that you were a bigot.
Well, okay, then I would say I'd like to have a lot of guys like me
around. I wouldn't say that I would be happy or sad, but I would say that you would still be a bigot.
Oh, you wouldn't be happy that 3,000 lives were saved. Okay, that says a lot about you.
No,
well, wait a minute.
You didn't know. You didn't hear what I said. I said I wouldn't say...
You'd be happy that 3,000 people got butchered up.
You did not hear what I said. What I said was that I'm not going to comment on whether or not it would make me happy or sad. I'm just going to say that it would still say that you're a bigot.
But you not saying anything means that you're happy.
I am definitely an individual who does not believe the ends justify the means.
Okay, and by that statement, you're saying you're happy 3,000 people died.
No,
I am sad that 3,000 people died. And you can't guarantee me that what you would have done that, so I'm not going to make a comment on it.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not a bigot.
I
disagree. Asians because they cheat me in business.
One Asian cheated you, so you're condemning the entire Asian population.
All right, well, let me ask you. How come they call them inscrutable? How come they say that Asians, you can't figure out what they're thinking because of the way their faces look?
That's bigoted.
No, people say that.
That's a bigoted comment.
Well, a lot of
people...
I'm sorry, Ms. Finley?
A lot of people may say that. It doesn't mean that it's true.
Well, if a lot of people say it, then there's got to be some truth to it. Don't you? You don't think?
No.
What are you laughing at?
No, because a lot of people said that the world was not round. That didn't make that true.
Ma'am, when
a member of a family... That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous logic. No, when a member of a family betrays the rest of the family, like Princess Diana did with this Arab, and like my daughter was doing with the Chinese, I'm sorry to say... There aren't too many options. And threatening my daughter with rape...
Threatening your daughter with rape is pathetic.
Oh. In other words, I asked her not to...
That is not at all fatherly love.
I asked her to...
And my other comment is going to be with the whole Dodi Fayed thing and the Diana thing. If you think that the only option the English government had was to kill Diana, you're wrong. They could have killed Dodi and accomplished the same thing.
And then they got
I think you've got a screw loose.
No, they couldn't do that because if they only kill the Arab, then all the Arabs go ape. They got to kill her, too.
Well, apparently, if you're saying that they did it well enough so that nobody's been able to pin it on them so they could have killed him and not had it pinned on him. So I disagree with that statement.
Well, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
All right, thank you very much for your call. Oh, I hung up on her prematurely. 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Robert Greene, who believes the British government may have had no other option, that they were in a fail-safe situation. They might have had to kill Diana in order to save the British crown from being taken over by what Mr. Greene refers to as one of these Arabs. Now, he also, Mr. Greene, has experience. He had his own daughter threatened with rape if she didn't stop seeing some Asian kid from the University of Southern California because he'd been cheated in business by a Chinaman, or what he calls a Chinaman, several years before. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Is it acceptable if the British government was in fear, was afraid that maybe the throne would pass to an Arab? Ugly though it may be, was it an acceptable option to have Diana killed? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm here with Robert Greene. We're talking about Princess Diana. You want to make a point?
Yeah, Phil, look, the hijackers on 9/11, they were all Arabs. Now, if one was Arab and one was Greek and one was Italian, it would be a different story, but they were all Arabs. So it is safe to say that Arabs in large numbers will hijack airplanes. If one Chinese rips me off as in business, I got... And no other people have ever ripped me off except this Chinese. I think it makes sense that you can say the Chinese, you know, are rip-offs. So I don't want my daughter marrying a Chinaman who's going to sink a shank in my back any more than I would want Princess Diana to marry an Arab who might very well fly an airplane into a building and kill her and her newborn son That's what the British government was afraid of.
But you're saying, therefore, they were justified in having her killed if that, in fact, happened.
I said it was ugly, I said it was terrible, and I said I wish to God it had never happened, but she left them no choice. They probably begged her, pleaded with her, don't go out with this, don't, you know, go on dates with him, and she did. And I can tell you one thing, Mr. Henry, because I've begged and pleaded with women in my life, and what do they do? A lot of times they turn around and spit in your face and laugh.
And now we're going to, you know, I guess judge all women, huh?
No, we're not judging all women. No, I'm just saying that that's a lot of times what they'll do.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
Okay, Mr. Greene, I just want to tell you, I think that you are a seriously sick and dangerous person. You know, the other
this
thing
is what I'm
that everybody...
This is, see, women hate, you know... Why are women so full of hate?
No, I'm not full of hate, honey. You're the one full of hate. The example that you just gave, the other thing that all those people had in common is that they're all men. So therefore, should I say that all men are bad and evil,
that's
and therefore we shouldn't have men in the world?
That's a great point, Kelly. Mr.
Well,
Green?
You know what?
Well,
we were all... Wait a second, Mr. Green.
No, that doesn't apply. That doesn't apply.
Absolutely it applies. And the other thing, Mr. Green, is that we were all created equal in God's eyes. God doesn't care if someone is a Chinaman, an Arab. He loves us all the same. And I think that you have some serious repenting to do. The fact that you think that you can say a prayer to God and condemn all Chinese people, and to make it worse, to subject your daughter to something so violent and frightening as someone threatening her in a parking lot, you are sincerely a sick, sick man. You need to get help. You honestly need help.
God,
and I say that in love.
God would not want to be ripped off for $1.3 million worth of Asian displays either, would he?
Honey, it has nothing to do with that.
And
you dealt with someone who had greed or was somehow unethical. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was a Chinaman. Chinese people have contributed very positive to this world, very positively to our culture.
All right, I would like
they're
to
loving and beautiful and intelligent people.
I believe that.
I would say, Mr. Green, is after listening to you talk,
I would hang up
the phone and say all men that write books and are named Mr. Green are morons. So therefore, I'm going to quit dealing with anybody named Green because you have to be stupid. You're from the same bloodline as this guy on the phone.
One thing is true about all women. They talk too much, and you've just proved it. Thank you and good night. I mean, am I allowed to say anything?
Of course you are. And what's with the crack about they talk too much?
If she took a breath, I'd like to know when it was. Hello?
I'm taking a breath now. Go ahead and make something substantial.
I thought maybe you had something in your mouth. I don't know.
All right, let's be polite, all right, sir?
Yes, sir. The point I'm trying to make is the British government probably got on their knees and begged Diana, don't go out with the Arab. Why? Because if she has a baby by this guy, the next thing you know, the King of England is mixed breed, is a half-breed. You
think
that's
being a half-breed bad?
Wait a minute. You are not going to have a half-breed be King of England. It's not going to happen.
Is being a half-breed bad? Are you 100% American?
I didn't say it was bad. I just said, you think the British are going to accept a half-breed being the king?
Can we not say half-breed? Can we say a mixed-race child? He's not even mixed race. He's a child. He's multi-ethnic. I don't know what you want to say.
Okay, multi-ethnic.
He's a person. He's a man. He's a baby. He's someone that was loved by both parents.
Have you ever been to Britain? I've been there.
And
I've been in some of the most dangerous bars and pubs in Britain, and I can tell you that the characters you meet in there, you put a half-breed on the throne of England, and they'll take his throat out.
A whole bunch of people that are very similar to you living in England, Mr. Green, then I would say that that's the case.
I don't really care.
All right,
I personally don't care. Look who our governor is in California, and I think that's great. That's what makes us great.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green, I know you don't think you're a bigot, but you're coming off with some frightening comments. And the fact that you believe the British government might have had good reason, as you say, to kill Princess Diana because, well, having a half-breed on the throne of England was not going to be accepted by a bunch of pub trash is beyond reason.
No, look, you got to be in my shoes. Mr. Henry, when your daughter comes through the door of your house with one of the Chinamen, you give me a call. Tell me how you feel.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Was the government of Britain perhaps justified in having Princess Diana killed if they didn't want her associating with Arabs? 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back talking about Princess Diana and this letter, a troubling letter, allegedly uncovered, written to her butler saying she feared for her life. She feared that her husband, Mr. Green, her husband, not the British government, although you think it's one and the same.
Well, let me explain something. I've been a grocer. I've been in the grocery business now for 30 years. I have worked as an assistant produce manager all the way up to a checker, and then assumed management, and eventually I remember when they gave me the keys to the store, and I was able to go in and out of the loading bay. I've been around a long time, and I can tell you right now, the British government, when Prince Charles wants her killed, that means the British government does.
All right, and let tell everybody that you threatened to have your own daughter raped.
Well, you know, you keep saying that.
Well, it's true, right?
Yeah, but why? Why?
Because some Chinese guy that was supplying your gourmet Asian food decided not to do business with you.
Yeah, you make it sound as if it's not about it. He stuck it in and broke it off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stacy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Hi, Stacy. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Green, you're totally unaware or ignorant of how the British royal family works, how the ascension to the throne works.
Are you British?
No, I'm not British, but I know the royal family, how it works.
What's that
Prince Charles, excuse me.
I think that's
Prince Charles
South?
is the
no,
Prince of Wales, and as such he is the direct legal ascension to the throne is in his.
Who
in
is?
Him.
Who is?
Prince Charles.
Right,
he
he's
is
British,
the Prince
right?
of Wales and the next in line for the throne. Following him, Prince William is the next in line for the throne. Diana was divorced, so she is no longer part of the royal family.
Can I ask you a question?
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a question.
Could you accept someone of half Arab?
That's not
as
the point
King
I'm trying to make. The point I'm
well,
trying
that's my
to
point.
I'm the point I'm trying to make to you is that
that's
you've got your facts wrong. Your facts are incorrect.
That child,
Diana, would never
Diana,
have had a child who could be a royal on the royal
the
throne.
Might be led to believe that he could. He could have the throats cut of.
No, you.
Whatever
your opinion is, sir, on that matter, your facts are incorrect.
So Stacy's point is, there's no ascension to the throne from any of Diana's offspring, legally.
Except William. That's right.
But here's the deal. Here's the thing. The British government is afraid to have her dealing with this Arab in case somehow they change the law.
No, there is no way. After Prince Charles comes William, so any child that Diana might have had would have no access to
Charles,
at all.
William, yeah. Harry, and then Mohammed.
No.
Yeah,
after Harry, it goes back to Andrew.
Well,
Prince Andrew's the next in line.
Well, you're not British, and I don't think you have your facts.
I have my facts exactly right.
You're not English.
Well, she's
a
more English sounding than you.
I have origin here, and I have my facts correct. You're the
right
one who's ignorant.
Thank you very much, Stacy. We're talking with Robert Green. So, in other words, he can't...
First of all, Phil, the point that I'm trying to make is the British government felt that there was a need to have Princess Diana run over, and I don't know what those reasons are, but certainly they had to do with national security, I'm sure.
And she wasn't run over. She was, you know.
Well, they had her crashed, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Peggy. Peggy, go ahead. Peggy?
Is that me?
Yes, Peggy, go right ahead.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
I'm concerned because of one of the things you've said, actually several, but every single nation, every single race will have someone that will cheat someone else. And whether it be male or female, no matter who, to condemn one race because of one person cheating would be equivalent to condemning the whole world because
well, I've only been cheated by a Chinaman. That's all I know. See? I'm sorry. Did you hear me, Peggy? I said the only person that's ever ripped me off is a Chinese.
Oh, you've been very fortunate, Sam, because it happens all the time. That's why there are people all over the world that are in jails.
Well,
and I'm sorry
you know,
that you got ripped off by that one person, but, you know, every single race will have people who will do it. So that's...
You know, I did everything I could to keep this guy on my good side. When he came with his deliveries, I actually queued the Chinese national anthem to the store. We had it on a speaker. Go ahead, Bobby. That's the Chinese national anthem. And when they were bringing in all the noodles and everything, we'd play it. Is the lady there? I don't know.
Peggy, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. So why am I treated with disrespect when they're bringing, you know, noodles and everything, and I got this going on?
Okay, may I ask you this? Have you ever been treated with respect by Asians?
Well, you go to a Chinese restaurant, the guy takes your order and you know, brings the food hot, if you call that being treated with respect, although they try to tell me what kind of beer to drink.
Oh, okay. Come on, Mr.
My
Green.
My thing is that just simply not understanding where they're coming from isn't necessarily not being treated with respect.
Absolutely.
And that one probably did, but that doesn't mean that all of them do.
Good point. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I believe that it is called profiling. You know,
oh, no, don't go down that road, okay? I treated this guy with respect. The noodles would come in, and then I would say to Bobby, I hit it.
What do you mean the noodles would come in, and then you tell Bobby to hit it?
I said, go ahead and play the song.
Good God.
Mr. Henry, I think what people are missing is this. The Chinaman...
Well, you forget about Chinese people or Arabs. We're talking about Princess Diana and the need to have her killed, which you said was justified.
I think in matters of national security...
How was Diana a threat to the national security of Britain?
She was going out with an Arab. I don't know if you heard about something called 9/11. It was in all the newspapers. Arabs did it.
All right, well, the fact that... So they had her killed, and 9/11 still happened.
Well, it's an ongoing war, sir.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, and let's go over here to where? Vivian. Go ahead, Vivian.
Yeah, well, the one thing about it, Princess Diana was killed in 1998. September 11th happened in 2001. Does he know that it was three or, you know, that many years difference?
Well, it might have been a lot worse.
No, you know what? My problem with you is the fact you want to take away a few people's rights. You want to take away a lot of people's rights because of a couple of people. Because of a couple of people. And the thing is once you take away their rights, then your rights are going to be gone. And then what are we going to be? Are we going to then be in a dictatorship or a communist?
We're
taking away democracy.
How am I taking away anybody's rights? I just
just want to take away the Arabs' rights.
No, I'm not. I just said they don't want...
Absolutely are.
No, their right to marry Princess Diana. Is that like a big constitutional right or something?
You know what? It's called freedom of choice. Have you heard of it?
Diana was a threat to Britain's safety, just like my daughter and this Chinese guy were a threat to my grocery store chain. I'm sorry?
She was absolutely not part of the British family anymore. She would not have been a threat to the security of that country.
The security of...
The problem with you is you want to take away certain races' rights.
No, I do not, ma'am.
There's a couple of people within that race, and what's going to happen is that all of our rights are gone.
My daughter marrying a Chinaman was going to take away the security of Fraser Foods and our expansion plans, especially our delicatessen expansion plans for 2004.
Okay, so the man was from China. Are you sure he wasn't an American? You sure he didn't become an American citizen? Are you sure you didn't offend him by playing the Chinese national anthem when you should have been playing the American national anthem? Did you ever try to figure that out?
You know what? That's a very good
background.
You know, well, you know what? I'll score one for you. You're right. I never. So you're saying it might have pissed him off that I was playing.
He could have been an American.
Jesus.
What an idiot. So, in other words, it's an American, Asian American coming in with the noodles and chopsticks, and you're playing the Chinese national anthem.
You know, I don't appreciate being laughed at, sir.
Well, we're laughing at you.
because that's what you're doing. You are profiling people, you know, people in this country. We didn't come here. We all came from different countries.
Yes.
What countries is your family from?
America, thank you very much.
No, what country
are you Indian?
Am I an Indian? No.
Are you an Indian? They're the only ones that were here originally. Everybody else came over by boat. Where did you come from?
The Indians came from Asia, so they were not here originally either.
They were here before everybody else. Where are your roots from?
Three guesses.
Look, Mr. Green, you can make a joke about this if you want, but the fact is, the lady's making a very good point.
If my daughter marries Hop Singh and I die from a heart attack, all of a sudden the Fraser Food neon sign comes down and we got Benny's Chinese Noodle Market going up. And I guess that's what the caller wants, huh? Is that what's supposed to happen? Generations of my family in the grocery business?
Where country is your family from, sir?
My family is originally from Switzerland.
From Switzerland? The people that hid all of Hitler's money. So should we now
fall
back on you and not go to Fraser Foods?
What do you mean hid Hitler's money? I don't understand.
Didn't they just take all the Jews' money, refuse to get it back, and all that? So should we now not go to Fraser Foods because you're part of that ethnic?
I don't know what she's talking about.
The Swiss government colluded with the Nazis to hide art treasures and the money of Jewish families that they stole.
All right, what do you want me to play the Swiss national anthem? I got it. Go ahead, Johnny.
No, but maybe we shouldn't go to Fraser Foods.
What the hell is this?
It's the Swiss national anthem.
All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
No, wait a minute. She hasn't answered my question whether she believes the Chinaman...
Shut up!